This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, just because there aren't enough ways to buy stuff in this economy right now, Instagram says it's going to launch in-app purchase and payment functionality to make it that much easier for its billion users to see and click and then buy. Marketplace's Jack Stewart has the latest in the social retail wars.
In my Instagram feed today, there was a cool desk lamp, a rugged phone case, and skincare products, all mixed in there with my friends' pets and vacations. They were ads, but weirdly, I didn't mind. Ariel Pardes covers personal technology at Wired.
Part of what is so brilliant and also so insidious is that people find the targeted advertisements and the products that surface in the Instagram feed totally irresistible.
Instagram says 130 million people a month try to shop through the app, but until now, its interface for doing that has often felt clunky.
Putting in your information over and over on a small mobile device actually was a big inhibitor for people to actually make the purchase.
Vishal Shah is Instagram's head of product. Now the company will process the payment with stored details and take a cut of each transaction. He wouldn't say exactly how much. Facebook, which owns Instagram, doesn't have the greatest reputation for data privacy. Tom Forte from D.A. Davidson says users may be wary, so an ad will have to feel like it's curated, something shoppers welcome.
And it is in no way some sort of data play that feels invasive to a consumer.
Instagram isn't trying to be the next Amazon online retail giant, says the company's Vishal Shah, but to carve out its own niche for people who browse and shop more casually, kind of as a hobby.
Maybe the same thing you would have done when you would have gone with your friends to a mall and checked out the latest fashion.
A mall? What's that? I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.